metal. Too Much Rock podcast number 714. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Ben Lee. I played the song Heavy Metal from This One's for the Old Heads that came out September 20th on his own Weirder Together. I lost track of Ben Lee years ago, but I picked this one up because I heard it was kind of return to form, and it is. It's a little goofy, but it's also got some really good songs on it. So give this one a listen. I bet you're going to find something you enjoy as well. Anyway, I've got music this week. We're going to play it. This is the band What and the song Groceries.
Groceries from there too. Where do you buy your beer from? Because I want to buy my beer from there too.
Where do you buy your hair from? chance, waiting to pick my own stride. Don't you clash like a rash to looking glass, finish ain't people by hope. No, don't let me go now, don't let me go now, don't let me go now, don't let me, no.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Haley and the Crushers with the song Alleyways. That's on the new EP Unsubscribe from the Underground that came out digitally on September 10th on Kitten Robot Records, though a vinyl version of that is coming. I see there's a pre-sale happening for it now. I lost track of that band as they moved to Detroit, kind of stepped away from the power pop thing. I got a little too poppy for my taste, but this EP is pretty good. Give that one a listen. Again, see if there's something that works for you on that. Before that, we caught up with a couple of old friends, starting with the Creepy Jingles there, and I played Circadian Rhythm Guitar. That was on the band's self-titled EP that came out in 2019 on High Dive Records. An excellent Kansas City band there that have new material coming out soon as well. Had to go back and pick up that EP because that song there is just perfect. And then started that set with What from Vancouver, BC. I played the song Groceries, and that's on the band's album Now that they self-released in 2020. That is a fantastic album. Glad I went back for that one. All right, I'm going to keep playing music for you. Another Kansas City band. This is Boot Creek. The song is called Part One, Brick. This one's for you, God.
Yeah.
The Dictators from New York, of course, with the song Get the Band Back Together. That's from the band's new self-titled album that came out September 6th on Decca Records. That one has a couple of really good songs on and a couple of really bad ones, so buyer beware on that one, but what do you expect from a band reuniting after, what, 50 years? Before that, we heard from Bootkrieg from Kansas City, Missouri, and the song Part 1, Brick. This one's for you, God. That's on a two-song digital single and a Front to God that came out September 18th, just self-released. Digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp. I just love what that band does, though I have no idea what it is. Is that glam? Who knows? Anyway, I guess that's just how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Got a couple here for you from the Rogue label. This one's The Wrong Society with the song Misery Has Got Me Down.
Thank you.
Nice little trip to the garage there, ending with Shadow Show and the song Spy Balloon. That's the B-side of the Baba Yaga Spy Balloon 7-inch that came out October 10th on Rogue Records, a band based out of Detroit. Not sure I like that single as much as I like what they've done in the past, but maybe that's just a testament to how much I have loved their past work. Before that, we heard from The Wrong Society from Hamburg in Germany. The song was Misery Has Got Me Down, and that's the A-side of a 7-inch that also came out October 10th on Rogue Records. Just some excellent garage coming from that label and those bands. Anyway, we are out of time, so let me go and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 714. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky. Look at the concert calendar. Dekaju is playing at Skate Bar on the 28th. That's kind of a surfy thing. On the 29th, Angie Fights Crime is at the Skate Bar. Public Opinion is playing Westport Bowery on the 30th. 31st, Roseline is playing at the Replay. On the 1st, Ariel is at Mini Bar. Ultimate Fake Book is at the Bottleneck. Tiny Moving Parts is at Granada. On the 2nd, Creepy Jingles is playing Record Bar. Pigeon Pit is playing Howdy. March Violets is at Record Bar on the 3rd. Blanky is at Farewell that night. Chameleons is at Record Bar on the 4th. And on the 8th, we've got Gemini Parks at the Replay, Pokey LaForge at Knuckleheads. All right, then. Well, looking over at the website, I see you've got photos and videos and my thoughts of the Essinger, Rudder Moon, and Worker show that happened about a month ago. I'm a bit far behind, but that's a good transition for me because at that show, Jeremiah James gave me the latest 7-inch from Rudder Moon. It features a new song called In Darkest Night that's not available anywhere else other than this limited lathe cut 7-inch. So we're going to play it here. We'll call it a world premiere. Excellent little post-punk, little dark wave, good stuff. So we're going to end things here with Rudder Moon and the song In Darkest Night. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.